The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, tonight on The Hard Shoulder, we are putting transport to the test. Four members of the News Talk team are going to be leaving this studio in the next few minutes. They're going to be racing towards Dublin Airport, but here is the twist. Each one is going to be taking a different way of getting there. So one person braving the traffic on two wheels, pedalling every inch of the way. Another is going to be jumping into a taxi, the meter ticking, hoping for clear lanes. A third is going to be behind the wheel of a private car, battling the bottlenecks like so many of you do listening to this show every evening. And the fourth is going to be on Dublin bus, so trusting timetables and traffic lights and bus corridors to get them across the city and out to the airport. Who will get there first? Who is going to be left fuming in traffic? And what will it tell us about how the city really moves, or rather how it doesn't? So stick with us, because right across the show, we're going to be checking in live with our four competitors, tracking every twist and turn and traffic jam before the big reveal at Dublin Airport. Who are they? They're with me in studio, Ellen Butler, Dylan Hand, Alex Rowley and Megan O'Halloran. So Megan, how are you getting to Dublin Airport? What means of transport?
I am going to head out of here. News Talk Studios, hop in the taxi, Kieran.
Okay, so you're getting into a taxi. It is kind of getting into rush hour, so it's going to be busy. You're going to have all those bus lanes open to you, though. I guess the context of this is that in the not too, well, I was going to say the not too distant future, at some point in the future, all of you people would be getting a metro, you would imagine, to Dublin Airport. Is that it?
That's kind of the idea behind this, I suppose, since it's been a topic of discussion for such a long time. And there has been delays. We decided, let's test it. Let's see, until then, what's the fastest way to get there?
And I mean, a number of people, Dermot Desmond, Michael O'Leary and others have suggested actually that what you're doing today is what we should continue to do into the future. Don't bother waste money in the metro, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll see today, after this, are they right? Or is the metro the best way?
So you're getting taxi. Ellen, how are you getting there?
I'm getting the trusty bus.
Okay, so Dublin bus. So how far do you have to travel out of kind of News Talk Towers before you get to a bus that brings you to the airport?
Yeah, not too far. So it's a stone's throw to Georgia Street from here. So that's where I'm planning to get the number 16. Now, anyone familiar with the number 16 bus will be sparing a thought for me now as I embark on this journey, because it's a pretty long one. I actually live on the route myself.
Okay.
And I know that it takes quite a few detours along the way. It's busy. It'll be stopping, I'd say, at every stop.
And it goes all the way to the airport, though?
It goes all the way from Ballantyre, I believe, in South Dublin, to the airport.
Okay.
Stop right outside. So you're I can hop into the airport.
Outside Georgia Street. How frequent is that bus? Might you be standing out in Georgia Street now for a little while?
No, I trust that it comes about every 15 minutes.
What's the app telling you?
The app is telling me I have 5 minutes, Kieran, so if you could wrap this up, I'll
You're not going to make that one. You're not going to make the 5 minute bus.
And the next one after that is 19 minutes.
All right, so, that's not too bad. Yeah. Okay, not too much.
And that's, of course,
hanging around. You can buy a coffee on the way down.
They arrive on time.
Well, it could be a ghost bus. Who knows, these famous ghost buses. So, Alex, how are you getting to the airport?
I'm going to do what the trusty people of everybody outside of Dublin does, and I'm going to drive to the airport.
Okay. So, have you thought about what route you're going to take? So, for people who don't know, News Talk HQ is on the south side of the river. It is just behind St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. So, from here out to Dublin Airport, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the Port Tunnel anyway.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
During peak time.
How much are they paying you?
Well, I'm hoping there's an expense in it.
Only €2 to get the bus.
that's true. If we're talking costs, I'm definitely losing at this already. But as I said, I'm from outside of Dublin and we have to drive anyway. There's always tolls on the route anyway. I know the Port Tunnel is quite extortionate, but that's only if you're living in Dublin. But for the rest of us country folk, we have to drive anyway.
So the Port Tunnel, though, means that, I mean, getting as far as the Port Tunnel might be problematic for
Definitely,
you. Once
yeah.
you hit it, it should be fairly smooth, shouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the other thing is, you know, you just have to watch like city centre traffic at this time. It's absolutely nuts. And there's so many different road layouts, you know, down the quays. Can't go down the quays now as much anymore. So I'm literally just going to be relying on maps.
I don't have much faith in the bus, Ellen, I have to say, to get there first. It'll get you there eventually, but I'm not sure if
it'll be after your show ends.
I think either the car, because Alex is going through the poor tunnel, I think that's going to help him. And then Megan, obviously, in the taxi, has all of those bus lanes open to her. Dylan, how are you getting there?
Kieran, I'm joining the folk on two wheels today.
So you're cycling to the airport. Now, cue all these people text you and say, this is so stupid, nobody cycles to the airport. I know, but like we didn't have a fourth means of transport. And we had a fourth person. Like Dylan had to get out there some way. So you're going to cycle. What route are you cycling to the airport?
So I will be going up through Drumcondra, and then I will be coming off the Swords Road, going up through Santry and straight up. It's pretty much straight up once I get to Drumcondra. So from here, O'Connell Street, and then Parnell Square, Drumcondra, Santry, Airport. That's the plan.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So you go left at the kind of top of Drumcondra, off up towards Santry. So you're not going to, we're not sending you out onto kind of motorways or anything.
No, we're not. But every motorist can keep an eye out for me. I mean, my trusty Hi-Viz here, it's handmade, handcrafted, News Talk branded. So keep an eye out.
I wouldn't advertise that.
Give me a beep if you see me.
Yeah, do. Give Dylan, if you see somebody in the Hi-Viz, the News Talk Hi-Viz vest between here and Dublin Airport over the next little while, give him the beep. So have you put this into Google Maps in the last few minutes? How long is it telling you, Dylan, that you might
interestingly
take?
Enough, I've looked at all of the modes of transport and they're fluctuating quite a lot, but mine has stayed the same. 42 minutes it should take me to get to Terminal 2.
Sorry, 42? You'll be done before the hour is out. I thought we'd be touching base right throughout the show. Before 5 o'clock you should be out there.
Google has an awful lot of faith in me here. I have to say that.
It's bit of a drag up through Drumcondra, isn't it?
It is. It's a 66 metre incline from here to there. And I'm not a great cyclist. I'm a good cyclist, but I don't know how good Google is estimating me to be
okay.
Here.
Have you brought your own bike? Is it a good nick? Tested the brakes, tested the tires, all of that sort of stuff?
It's ready to go.
Has anybody else put it into Google?
I'm looking at the same time as Dylan here for 42 minutes for the
42
car.
Minutes, no way. Yeah, exactly the same.
Exactly the all same. Right. Best route we're told despite heavier traffic than usual, it says.
Megan, have you booked a taxi or are you just going to try and flag one?
No, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to use the Freenow app, but it's always pretty unpredictable, so we'll see if a few cancel on me.
So I could be talking to the lads out at the airport and you could be just outside News Talk Towers here, standing
right
on the side of the road.
Come back down to me.
All right, good luck to the guy taking the poor tunnel. It's closed for maintenance most of the time. I try to use it. That would be a good twist.
Yeah, fair point.
Isn't there a direct bus in the train station to the airport now, somebody says? There might well be, but we're not broadcasting from the train station. We're broadcasting from News Talk. So that's where the race is starting. I shall pretend to ignore the obvious flaw of how your cyclist is going to transport his suitcase, but I will ask, where does he plan to park the bike safely for 2 weeks? A 2 week holiday did not come with this deal. Dylan has to turn around. This is the worst thing about it for Dylan. He has to turn around and cycle back to News Talk after it's all done and dusted, although it's slightly more downhill on the way home. The green bus that uses the M50 from Dublin to Dundrum to the airport would also be a popular way. The problem is when there's an issue on the M50, the bus can't use the hard shoulder. My money's on the taxi, says somebody else, all day long. So a vote of confidence for Megan. I think Dylan's going to do it. I think the cyclist is going to get there first. I, when going to the airport, use my personal helicopter like Michael Smurfit, you plebs, says somebody else. Somebody moneyed like Alex there, who's paying the big poor tunnel toll. So listen, 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch. If you see somebody between now and 5 o'clock in and around Santry, in the News Talk Hi-Viz vest, give him a beep. We are going to touch base with all four of the lads over the next little while and find out how they are going. So as we said, Ellen is going to be on the bus, Dylan is going to be on his bike, Megan is going outside to flag down a taxi, and Alex is going in his car. Is your man Dylan using an electric bike or even a fixie? I think the bike will beat all, says Robin Tralee. You're not using an electric bike, are you?
Manpowered today, Kieran. We're manpowered.
Manpower. That's what I like to hear, Dylan. Robin Tralee, I think you're right. I think Dylan's going to do it. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Like I say, we'll keep touching base with them. So, lads, 3, 2, 1. I'm slightly delayed klaxon there to start. So that made it a false start for them. They literally just all ran out of studio. So they're all taking this very, very seriously. Anyway, show me at silly season without showing me at silly season. We're going to be touching base with all of our competitors. Ah, listen, it's a bit of crack between now and 7 o'clock. It won't take them that long. I suspect some of the lads will be there before 5 o'clock or shortly thereafter. Anyway, if you're just joining us at 4 o'clock in studio with me, we're Ellen Butler, Dylan Hand, Megan O'Halloran and Alex Rowley, all part of the News Talk family, all travelling to Dublin Airport from News Talk Towers using different forms of transport. Alex Rowley, we dispatched in a private car. Alex, how are you getting on?
Kieran, I'm dry, I have the heating on and I've got the Hard Shoulder playing through the radio. This is fantastic.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. Bonus points if I can award them to you, Alex. So whereabouts are you?
I'm literally just passing kind of the IFSC at the moment, Kieran. So for context, the route I took was I kind of came down Angier Street, around by Stephen's Green, and then down towards Kildare Street and onto Pier Street, Tara Street, straight across the Keys, and here I am.
So how's the traffic been?
It's, do you know what? It's on and off. It's not actually as bad as I thought it was. There was a while there coming down kind of towards Pier Street where I was stuck and I thought, this isn't looking great. I'm sort of slow here but moving on the Keys at the moment. But I have a feeling once I get past the Samuel Beckett Bridge that we could be onto a winner.
Yeah, once you get past that bridge, you're on your way to the Port Tunnel, then through the Port Tunnel, it should open up. Okay, so our private car has made its way from News Talk Towers. If you don't know where News Talk Towers is, Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. We're kind of at the back of it, effectively. So imagine Stephen's Green is the starting point. So Stephen's Green, he's made his way to the IFSC, nearly at the Port Tunnel, and things will open up then for Alex and the private car. What about Ellen on the bus?
Hi, Sharon.
Where are you?
I've made it for Parnell Square. Plenty of fellow passengers sitting around me.
Yeah, I can hear that, Ellen. Yeah, it sounds lovely and calm.
So I'm not bored in the slightest, but rather alarmingly, the bus has just been turned off. So I'm not as confident as I was when I said
so. Off. Sorry, you pulled up at Parnell Square and the Parnell drivers Square turned the engine off.
Yeah, and I think he's got off and has walked away. So, yeah, like I say, not quite as confident as I was. I'm sure there's another one coming to carry us on our way. So I've made, what, about a kilometre in... I actually forgot to check what time they headed off, but I know I tapped
16 minutes past four. So you're just about the 30-minute mark since you left studio and you've made it... Yeah
about a kilometre.
Kilometre as the crow flies, maybe, yeah. So... Right, that's kind of inauspicious tidings there. No driver on the actual bus, so we'll touch base again with Alan. And it sounds lovely and calm there. You just put your head back and relax and let the crying baby soothe you to sleep. What about Megan in the taxi? Megan, where are you?
Kieran, I'm just pulling into Terminal 2. I had a great journey. I'm lying back in the back and I'm about to hop out. And you mightn't have a researcher in the morning because I'm ready to jet off.
You've made it. You've made it
in 29
minutes from leaving studio. You managed to get outside, flag down a taxi, and you made it to Dublin Airport.
I hopped into the taxi at 21 minutes past four, and yeah, I'm just about to pull up, and you might hear me jump out in about 2 minutes, but yeah, pretty seamless. I went down Georgia Street, across O'Connell Bridge, down to the point, to the Port Tunnel, made it seamlessly through that, and yeah. Basically hit no traffic the whole way.
All right. Well, there for all the people who had money on the taxi has made it to Dublin Airport, 29 minutes from leaving studio. And what was it? About 24 minutes, I think, from the time that Megan jumped into the taxi to the time it pulled in at Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport. I know most people, though, are interested in the progress of our cyclists. Dylan, where are you? How's it going?
I've just passed from Conjure, Kieran. And I'll be honest with you, it's been pretty torturous. It's been pretty bad.
What's so bad about it?
Well, you wouldn't realise the incline, but I'm really feeling
go away out of that. I do well know the incline. Everyone in the country knows the incline. It's not the Alpe d'Huez you're going up there now, Dylan.
It's when you're on four wheels. It's an awful lot easier when you're on four wheels. That's all I'd say.
And I thought you were a man from up the hills behind Carlow as well. I thought you'd know all about cycling up inclines.
Yeah, but this is different. This is very different.
What's the weather like? Is that rain? Can I hear it raining outside?
You did. I got drowned a few minutes ago. I think I'm in between showers at the moment. It's looking quite ominous overhead. But we'll pedal on.
pedal on. So Dylan on his way from Drumcondra up the Tourmalet, as he says, and then out towards Santry and the airport. So listen, Megan made it there first. I wonder who's going to get there next. I suspect it actually might be Alex in the private car. Ellen is going to come paddy last as it stands. She's sitting on a bus. The engine's been turned off and the driver has disembarked on Parnell Square. So listen, we'll touch base with everyone again in a few minutes' time. If you're just joining us, at 4 o'clock today, with me in studio were four of my colleagues, Ellen, Dylan, Megan and Alex, and they were racing to the airport. They started here in News Talk Towers, which is just behind St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, for those who don't know, Dublin City Centre, in other words, and they had to get to the airport. So we sent Ellen on the bus, we sent Megan in a taxi, Alex in his own car and Dylan on the bike. Megan got there in absolutely no time. The taxis flew through the taxi lanes and the bus lanes, out to the Port Tunnel and straight out to the airport, 29 minutes from leaving studio. That doesn't include the time it took her to flag down a taxi, but 29 minutes from leaving studio to get to the airport. So she was the winner. The last time we spoke to Alex, he was down and around the IFSC in his own car. Alex, where are you now?
Well, I didn't expect to get my hands dirty here, but I'm having to now take apart Dylan's bike to put it into my car. So I came second, right? But the way I see it is, it's the biggest win for the car here. Not only did the two cars win, but everybody's relying on the car now to get back.
That's a good way of putting it. That is a good way of putting it. So, right, the car that has the taxi license, it beat you to the airport. It got there in 29 minutes. How long did it take you? What time was it when you pulled into the airport?
Do you know what? In all honesty, Kieran, I know I got here 5 minutes before Dylan, but I actually don't know the time exactly. It was around 5:05. But I really had to run in and use the loo. So I actually just, literally, as soon as I got here, I ran in.
Okay, well, we'll say 5:05 then and 16 minutes past four, you left the studio. So what's that? 49 minutes. 49 minutes it took the car to get there. So, Dylan, you were 5 minutes. Is Dylan there with you?
Yeah, well, he's gone across the road. He's not helping me with this bike.
Sorry, so Dylan, you're taking apart Dylan's bike. I want to talk to Dylan. He's not there. He's gone across the road. Dylan, are you there?
I'm at Terminal 2.
So it took you what? It took 49 minutes for Alex to get there. He says he was there 5 minutes before you. So 54 minutes, is that right?
That's perfectly correct, Kieran, yes.
So tell me what happened, because Google suggested it would take a cyclist 42 minutes to get from News Talk Towers to the airport, but it took you 52. What happened?
Kieran, I have to be honest. I had taken a wrong turn. I went through Phibsborough by accident had to come back across to Drumcondra, which cost me, I'd say, about 5 or so minutes.
Sorry, you were meant to go from Drumcondra to Santry and you ended up in Phibsborough.
Yeah, the rain affected my Google mapping ability. So I had
Come on. Dylan, once you're in Drumcondra, you just point your bike north and keep going and you hit the airport. How did you end up in Phibsborough?
That's the question in everyone's mind. I don't know myself. All I know is I realised I was in Phibsborough and I knew I had to get back to Drumcondra because it's straight the whole way from Drumcondra pretty much. I did get back, but I think it cost me a few minutes.
All right. 54 minutes, though. We've got to take the time on the clock. 54 minutes. So 29 minutes for the taxi, 49 minutes for the private car, 54 minutes for the cyclist to the airport. What about the person relying on public transport? Ellen, you are on the 16 bus. You are stuck. The engine had been turned off on Parnell Square when we last spoke. Where are you?
I think I'm going to miss my flight, Kieran. I'm in Santry outside the Omni Shopping Centre. I'm still a good 5 kilometres away. Had a quick look on Google Maps. It reckons I won't be there before 6 o'clock.
So you have been on the bus, or you left studio an hour and 14 minutes ago, and Google Maps reckons you won't be there within the next half hour.
No, it reckons about 20 minutes. I know the road. I'm actually just coming up to Morton Stadium, for those who know it. So yeah. In a car, you would fly up the road here in 5 minutes. But it's busy. It's getting into rush hour. We're stopping at every single bus stop here, Kieran.
And is that what's delaying you? Traffic or the fact that you're stopping all the time, or what is it?
Yeah, look, the traffic isn't awful, but of course the number 16 takes you on a detour, which, like, if you're a tourist visiting Ireland and you're trying to get to the airport quickly, it's less than ideal. You go off up around Beaumont, which is great for the people of Beaumont, but not for anyone else. So that cost us a good 10 minutes, if not more.
So yeah, it's definitely the scenic route, put it that way.
How long were you waiting on Parnell Square for a new driver to show up?
I was tempted to go down myself and take command of the bus steering, but it was more than 5 minutes, put it that way. So we got moving again fairly quickly, but it was less than ideal now to have to be parked up.
Less than ideal. So as we speak, it is closing in on 1 hour and 16 minutes for Ellen, and she is at Morton Stadium in Santry. Still a bit of a way to go to get to the airport. You'll certainly be an awful lot longer than our winner, Megan O'Halloran, in the taxi. Next, second in the race to the airport, the News Talk, the Hard Shoulder race to the airport, was Alex Rowley in his own car. 49 minutes. It took 54 minutes for Dylan on his bicycle. Should have been quicker, but he got lost in Drumcondra and ended up in Phibsborough. And poor old Ellen is still on the way.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.